You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's trending? Say pretty weather here. 80 to 82 for the next couple of days before it cools off this weekend. But it's a different story down in Florida. Millions of people have now evacuated parts of Florida as Hurricane Ian bears down. This storm has become a very dangerous Cat 4. It's a Category 4 storm. And it's expected to make landfall this morning. Last I heard, it was something like 50 miles off the coast. So
yeah, a lot of video coming out this morning.
Batter everything.
It's looking really nasty already, and they're talking about up to 12-foot storm surges in some areas.
God.
If you think about that, 12 feet of water. So I can't even, man. Can't even. That's scary stuff.
As of last night, I heard that the line had changed from hitting Tampa. It had moved south, and now they say it was going to go directly over Orlando. I wonder what that's going to do to Disney World and everything. Shut it down for a couple of days?
I think they shut it down, yeah.
Yeah.
Eesh.
Eeks. So, T's and P's going out to the people in Florida. What else going on? Rockies lost yet again in San Francisco. They'll try again tonight against the Giants. Only 8 games left now, Jeremy.
Okay, good.
Only 8. Whew. But it looks like the Rockies will probably not reach the 70 win mark this year.
Man.
They'll only stay in the 60s. That's
so bad.
Pitiful. So, you know, if you're a woman of a certain age, you are probably going to have to deal with menopause and all the discomfort that comes from that. And again, talk about T's and P's. However, this might perk up your ears. Researchers in Cleveland say they have found a very simple, yet a most effective treatment for all of the discomfort from menopause. And that treatment is foot massages.
Easy fix, right?
That's right.
Give my little piggies a rub down.
Easy fix. If you can find someone to do it for you.
Sure.
I don't think you can reach down and
the same if you do it yourself.
They say it helps reduce feelings of fatigue. It can even help women sleep up to an extra hour each night. And along the way helps with anxiety too. So, and the best part of all, no side effects, which some other treatments for menopause can bring on side effects. So
side effects for the rubber if you have stinky feet. Because then they have stinky hands.
A couple of celeb news items. Jimmy Buffett. Google him, kids. Jimmy Buffett has canceled his remaining tour dates because he was hospitalized. Health issues undisclosed.
Not good.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. And then the other story. Jeremy gives me a lot of crap because I'm tired of Tom Hanks being in so many movies.
You hate Tom Hanks.
No, I like Tom Hanks. I wish he would just take a break. He doesn't need to be in every movie. And you know what my issue is all of the jobs for up-and-coming actors that he takes because he's got to be in every movie. Let some other actors
get
some
work. They've got Netflix. They've got all the streaming services to start out on.
Well, he's in the news because now he's trying something else. He's going to take over the publishing world. Tom Hanks has written his first novel. But don't you know it's about making movies? It's called, the title of the book is The Making of Another Motion Picture Masterpiece.
Oh.
It'll be hitting bookstores in May, this coming May. Here's how he describes it. A colossal, star-studded, multi-million-dollar superhero action film spanning about 80 years leading up to the opening of the movie.
Oh, okay.
All right. He says, every character in the book does something I've experienced while making a movie, as well as discovered a philosophy or learned an important lesson.
That's a nice twist, how he's doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so Tom
Hanks
is
now... Does he read
it?
Is he a part of the audiobook? Because then I'd like to listen to it.
I'm sure he will. He would not give a voice actor that job. He's going
to
take it himself.
Woody from Toy Story needs to read it.
I'm going to be curious if he really wrote it or if he hired a ghostwriter.
He's got enough money. Hey, write this for me.
All right, what else is trending?
Pumpkins are trending this morning. Story out talking about your pumpkins, your Halloween jack-o'-lantern is going to cost you a little bit more this year. The average price of a big old orange pumpkin is now up to just shy of $6, about $5.70.
What were they before? I can't even remember the last time I bought
them. $4.92 last year. So we're pushing a couple bucks more. It's going to be a little more expensive. Of course, the jump is due to inflation and transporting all these pumpkins. And then I guess we had some pretty bad drought conditions hurting crops around America. So that kind of put a damper on the pumpkin crop this year.
There's a plant type, one of those plant / nurseries, spread out over a couple of acres near my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there when my siblings were in town last week. And I took them to see that. I took a couple of them over there that wanted to peruse it, and they had a big old giant pumpkin patch already set up that you go walking through.
Oh yeah,
kind of cute.
I was just at Anderson Farms last weekend, and it doesn't look like they're hurting for pumpkins. They were everywhere, so
all shapes, sizes, and colors too.
They are kind of fun this time of year, aren't they? So yeah. Anyway, pumpkins, more money this Halloween. Hugh Jackman's going to return as Wolverine for Deadpool 3. Story here says it'll be the first time seeing him together with Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. Since 09's X-Men Origins Wolverine, which I never saw. I guess Deadpool made an appearance in that. But they've got that little beef that's kind of like a comical beef with each other. They make little videos and little jabs at each other. And and so this should be kind of fun. Whatever. Well, whatever. Are you excited, Deadpool 3?
I am.
At this point, it's kind of like, it's a little tired.
Excited might be overstating it, but I would probably
see it. You'll watch it. You're a fan of that series.
I like that series.
September 6, 2024. So put that in your phone, Dom.
What?
Mark your calendar. That's when that one will be coming out.
Is that true?
You got to wait a minute. Yeah, that's what it says. Deadpool 3 hits theaters September 6th, 2024. So plan ahead. Plan your snacks now. There's a new Netflix series out called Dahmer, as in Jeffrey Dahmer, and a lot of young people are just now learning who Jeffrey Dahmer was for the first time. And now they're really mad at Katy Perry because of her song Dark Horse. There's a line in there. Mm-hmm. The line is, quote, "She's a beast. I call her karma. She eat your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer." Oh, no. I'm just finding out who Jeffrey Dahmer is, and this is horrible. So now there's all these tweets and posts online where they want to essentially cancel Katy Perry because of that line in her song.
Well, technically she doesn't do the line. That's Juicy J.
It is Juicy J, isn't it? But it's in
one of my favorites.
It's on the Katy Perry album that that song is on.
And so
they're basically saying, little kids are singing this. They're saying that name. You're encouraging people to eat hearts.
Oh, people grow up.
So now Katy Perry is the worst person on the planet this morning. Side note, I did add that to my little queue on Netflix, that Jeffrey Dahmer series, and it actually looks kind of good. And I'm usually not one to, dive into something violent and grotesque like that.
That's the kind of thing Gretchen and I would watch, and that's nowhere near what you like.
I know, but it looks actually really good, so I might check it out. I might get through two episodes and pry my eyes out.
As soon as he starts eating someone, you'll shut it off.
Ooh. I hope they don't show it. Taco Bell bringing back a couple menu items from the grave again. This time you got to vote on which one you want to come back. The first one is the Double Decker Taco. Debuted in 1995, got pulled in 2019. And the other option is the Enchirito, which came out in 1970 and then got pulled in 2013. I love this story describing the Enchirito. They say it's basically just a wet burrito. It's got all the burrito stuff in there, and then they wet it down with enchilada sauce. So, the wet burrito has my vote. So anyway, that's coming back. Where's this Uber story? I was laughing about this morning. Dom thinks it's fake. Story here says a no-nonsense Uber driver in Dallas posted a TikTok after she realized that a passenger in her backseat was cheating on his wife, and she decided to expose him for it. She picked the guy up at the house, watched his wife and kids, wave him off, see him off. And then once he was in the car, he asked her to make an extra stop, and another woman got in the back seat. I pulled 23 seconds of audio from the Uber driver. Here you go.
I picked up a guy. His wife and his kids walked him out to the car, said, "I love you, daddy," blah, blah, blah. So we go and we pull up at the stop, and this lady comes out, and she gets in, and she's like, "I am so glad you finally got away from your damn wife." Okay, so then he kisses her, and it wasn't a "hi, how you doing" kind of kiss. I took him back to his house and made him and her get out of my car at his home where his wife and his kids were. There is nothing worse than a dog.
Justice is served by the Uber driver. You think it's fake?
Staged.
You think?
Yeah, the whole thing in the story is that the guy in the back seat was not aware that she was not going to the airport and that she was instead driving back to his house. Like, if you got in a car and you were going to DIA, you wouldn't notice that you're heading back toward your house?
I am so glad you finally got away from your damn wife.
All staged.
There is that. I mean, the guy could have totally done a tuck and roll at the back end, you know, and not gone home, but... I don't know. She seemed pretty fired up to me, DT. Pretty fired up. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Your damn wife. This is on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's funny, but not funny. I guess a Canadian woman lost her home. It was wrecked by a hurricane.
Another hurricane.
But her refrigerator that got pulled out to sea washed up on her neighbor's lawn, Dom. She was psyched because she cracked that fridge open and all of her White Claws were still inside. Yeah! So there's a pretty funny picture that's gone viral of her standing on a bunch of rubble, which is her house, and the fridge wide open, and she's got her White Claws! Let's drink, baby! Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.